what a great day to break ground. It was a beautiful day. The entire school population came out. The high school, led by the cheerleaders and the band, marched to the new site from their portable buildings. A great day in West. Community was overwhelmingly in support in there. And you got to love after a disaster and relatively in a short amount of time, getting the city rebuilt and focusing on the kids and the school and the future of Texas.
And especially in small towns, their identity comes through the school district, so this is a major step.
Very much so. These kids have been through a lot, losing friends and loved ones, having to go to schools in Conley and other parts of Waco, and now that they're back home, and they can, it's awesome to see the presidents of each class, the senior, junior, sophomore, and freshman class, and you could hear it in the sophomore and freshman's remarks that they were excited that they were going to get to graduate from this new facility. And from the juniors and seniors, they're saddened, but at the same time, the close proximity, the study the last few years with their friends helps the healing process, and they're excited for the next generation to graduate from that school.
Was it mentioned when they're going to open the new buildings then?
Based on what we're hearing is it will be ready in the fall of 2016, I believe, and we might sneak in 2015. So ground was broke today. Equipment was behind us, ready to start, and we just had to get all the dignitaries and the people out of the way so construction can begin.
So what else is going on that involves the state, and particularly state government, since you're the state rep for West? What other assistance are they still trying to get there?
Well, we just completed and got our second well online. So the water system, which as I do, helps with funding all the development in town and keeping the city council to help keep the lights on. So we've got the water systems back in place, and our next phase went out to bid last Monday was as road repair and infrastructure. So, we're getting there piece by piece, and like I said, we've moved fairly rapidly in disasters go. We're still working with Sandy on the East Coast, still working with the Federal Building in Oklahoma City, and Bastrop and Katrina and Rita and City of West has been very fortunate to move very fast in this process.
Anything else to share as the city continues to recover?
If you find your way on I-35, please do not pass by. Drive in, shop at one of the local stores. These people are resilient and would love to see you stop by and help.
All righty. Have I missed anything?
No, sir. Unless you're going to be at the Capitol on Ash Wednesday, that will be West Day, and there'll be a collage and Czech heritage and dancing in the rotunda.
We need to mark that on the calendar. That's a good heads up for next year.
Absolutely. When you go to the legislature and you realize you represent the city of West, and West Day comes, you're the most popular representative in the Capitol, because everybody gets a dozen collages.